Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today's subject we're dealing with is called Establishing God's Kingdom on the Earth, and we're doing part five from a five-part series. And today's topic is a final word about establishing God's kingdom here on the earth. Let me first go to Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 13. And this is dealing with the model prayer. Verse 9, "In this manner therefore pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but to deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." I'm going to read verses 9 and 10 again, but in verse 10, I'm going to put in a little bit more explanation. Reading from verse 9, "After this manner, therefore we pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, in brackets, manifested by demonstration of power and dominion, close brackets, for thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is God's will that the kingdom that is in heaven also be established on the earth through his people, a new race of supernatural people called the born-again believer, sons and daughters of God, who know their spiritual authority and take that spiritual authority and are mature in the spirit. Jesus was the forerunner, our example of this new race of people, and demonstrated what to do. In Luke chapter 4, verses 18 to 19, it says, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is Jesus speaking now. He says, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus' primary ministry on the earth was to establish the kingdom of God here on the earth and at the same time show us how to do it. Jesus said, What he has done, you will do, and even greater. And to do that, you must have the same authority and power that Jesus had when he was on the earth. Remember that Jesus was operating not as God on earth, he was operating as a man on the earth, but using the authority of the word of God and the authority that God gave the human being. We see in John chapter 14, verses 12 to 14, he says, Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believes on me, the works that I shall do, he shall also do, and greater works shall he do, because I go to my Father. We are commanded to do the same as Jesus said, and even more. We have been given power and authority in the name of Jesus. That is what every born-again believer is called to do in the Great Commission and empowered also to do. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18, And Jesus said to them, Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, and that's important, in my name, they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them, and they shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. What we're talking about here is the power of God through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus that's been given and delivered to the born-again believer. We also see in the scripture, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This scripture is demonstrating that we are fighting a spiritual battle here on the earth that's also in the heavenlies, and that can only be done with the power of God and the word of God. God gives us his armor to fight this battle, and that's very important to also understand. In the ministry of Jesus on the earth, he demonstrated the kingdom of God by the power and the authority God gave him. We see in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We see in Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 19 and 22 to 27, God is waiting for the children of God, his sons and daughters, to grow up into spiritual maturity, and so is the whole of creation waiting for the sons and daughters of God to grow up and take their spiritual positions and their authority against the kingdom of darkness. The word of God is also saying that the Holy Spirit, he will help us, he will lead us and guide us what to say and what to do. the empowerment that we need comes from God through the Holy Spirit as we're born again and baptized in the Holy Spirit. There is a battle going on all the time without rest in the heavens and on earth between the powers of light and the powers of darkness, both in the natural and the spiritual realms. Satan, who is a fallen angel, is no match for God, as God is supreme, but God must work through a plan that he began in the Garden of Eden through the first Adam, and that will eventually be completed by the last Adam, who is Christ Jesus. And finally, at the end of this age, in victory, by the bride of Christ, which is the true church. God is looking for the ordinary, everyday, born-again believer to be raised up, to become spiritually mature, and to be equipped by the fivefold ministries working together as a team to do the work of the ministry, to fight the good fight of faith, and to take back the earth from the hands of Satan, the enemy, and to establish God's kingdom once again on the earth. I encourage you to start working as co-laborers with the Father through the leading of the Holy Spirit, as Jesus did when he was on the earth. Listen and then pray his will, that is the Father's will. Take authority and dominion over the enemy as Jesus did, and as the apostles did, and his disciples and Paul did, by prayer and through words spoken in faith. Establish God's kingdom here on the earth once again, and the powers of darkness will be broken and people will be set free. Finally, it's in your hands. Will you grow up spiritually, use the word of God as Jesus did, and stop the powers of darkness and establish God's kingdom back here on the earth? God is waiting for the sons and daughters to grow up and take their spiritual authority positions, and so is the whole of creation. Thank you for being with me during this whole subject. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you very much once again, and God bless.